This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing tomorrow. He will also address the appointees on the occasion. The 16th Rojgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India was able to succeed in Operation Sindoor by using indigenous technology, thereby hitting 9 or 10 targets crisscrossing Pakistan in 28 minutes. In his speech at the 62nd convocation of IIT Madras today, he said that the Indian military had the state-of-art indigenous technology like BrahMos integrated air command systems and radars in the battlefield during Operation Sindhu. The National Security Advisor said this is a period in 1,000 years and the youth of the country cannot afford to miss it. Heavy Industries Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy today launched a scheme to incentive electric trucks under the PME Drive scheme. This is the first time that the government has launched support for electric trucks to help the country's transition to clean and sustainable freight mobility. Speaking on the occasion, H.D. Kumaraswamy, for dedicated provision, has been made to reserve incentives for approximately 1,100 e-trucks registered in Delhi, with an outlay of 1,100 crore rupees. Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today launched a white paper titled Transitioning to Quantum Cyber Readiness in New Delhi. The white paper is a valuable guide for organizations across sectors to begin their quantum safe migration and prepare for quantum readiness. An International Monetary Fund, NOT, has said that India is making faster payments than any other country in the world because of massive adoption of UPI. According to the note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, the Value of Interoperability, the UPI has transformed the digital payments landscape in India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting on the rejuvenation of the Yamuna River in New Delhi. Union Ministers Manohar Lal Khattar, C.R. Patil, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, along with other senior officials, attended the meeting. The discussion focused on coordinated efforts and action plans to restore and rejuvenate the Yamuna River. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnayak interacted with 100 Lakhpati Didis from 22 districts in the state at Rajavan, Itanagar today. The SHGs shared their experiences, concerns and suggestions with the governor on the occasion addressing the participants. The governor said that woman-led SHG is a revolution in Arunachal Pradesh, impacting positively the rural social and economic landscape. He emphasized the government's commitment to supporting SHGs and assured that issues related to cold storage, market access and transportation are being addressed on priority. The event highlighted the government's ongoing efforts to promote women's empowerment and rural entrepreneurship through the Lakhpati Didi initiative. NASA has announced that the return journey of Indian astronaut Group Captain Subhansu Shukla and three other crew members of Axiom 4 mission will begin on July 14. Speaking at a press conference, Steve Stitch, manager of NASA's Commercial Crew Program, said that undocking from the International Space Station is rescheduled for July 14, with a splashdown expected several hours later in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California. The Indian Railways has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the Dedicated Freight Corridor Corporation of India Limited for the installation of machine vision-based inspection system to boost train safety. It is a modern artificial intelligence and machine learning-based technology solution that captures high-resolution images of undergear of moving trains and automatically detects any hanging loose or missing components. On detecting the anomalies, the system generates real-time alerts to facilitate prompt responses and preventive action. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.